Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Strange as it sounds this July 4th week, America seems to be awash in cruelty. I'm not talking just about the mistreatment of children in detention camps at the southern border, though that particular outrage is certainly in the news. No, it's also our recent policy of separating those children from their parents, many of whom are themselves being treated badly. Meanwhile, our government is trying to deprive its most vulnerable citizens of health care, food stamps, school lunches, clean air and water, even the vote. Some politicians want to cut Medicare, Social Security, and other programs that make life a bit less cruel. We're the only developed country in the world that lets so many people go hungry, homeless, or bankrupt from medical bills. We kill and imprison each other in shocking numbers. Our politicians hurl violent insults at each other. Almost without noticing, America has become a paragon of cruelty. Excuses are many. The country is overcrowded. The deficit is out of control. Welfare programs are expensive. Really? The economy is doing fine. Companies can't fill jobs. Our birth rate is dropping. Other countries can afford social safety nets. Besides, we just gave away $1 trillion in tax cuts. Money is not the problem. So what is? Psychologists say cruelty is linked to a sense of, or the quest for, superiority. People who think they're better, more religious, more patriotic, more you name it, tend to be indifferent to the suffering of perceived inferiors. Sometimes these righteous folks actually inflict that pain, as if to confirm their self-worth or even up some cosmic score. This mindset transcends class and religious differences, even political affiliations. Heck, both major parties have discovered the utility of keeping the base angry, painting opponents as deplorable. That's a big mistake. Some of the worst atrocities in history were committed by people who thought they were acting justly, that the victims had it coming. So, this July 4th, let's stop our national stampede toward cruelty. Let's start treating our enemies, those jerks, with the compassion and respect that befits a decent nation. Because deep down, we're all created equal. The Declaration of Independence opens with those very words. And for 243 years, that self-evident truth is what has really made America, America. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.